Good day, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Power Chat. I am Annabelle Brasnell, Corporate Communications Manager at TNTech. In studio today is Vijay Ramnanan Singh, Assistant Area Manager North with responsibility for operations. Today, we want to talk about capital contributions. This is the contribution a customer may have to pay towards the cost for the infrastructure required for their connection. Now, Vijay, why do we say may have to pay?
Good day, Annabelle. Good day, listeners. We say we may have to pay because it is only applicable in situations where it is not feasible for TNTech to absorb the cost of infrastructure. Costs cannot be recovered through established rates if the infrastructure is only for the use of that one customer or if the work was not part of TNTech's approved capital expenditure program.
Okay, so which customers would have to pay a capital contribution?
Typically, all very large load customers and developers that require either a low voltage or high voltage supply.
But different rules apply in different situations. Can you explain?
Very large load customers and industrial customers will pay full capital contribution. And for developers, they also have to pay full cost. For residential and commercial customers, they will pay based on our capital contribution policy.
Okay, there is no single cost for capital contribution. Can you explain for the listeners how the costs are calculated in different scenarios?
The cost is calculated for residential and commercial customers based on the number of meters that the customer is requesting. So for example, a customer will request one residential meter as well as a number of residential meters. And revenue will be applied based on the number of meters that they are requesting in both the residential and commercial scenarios. This revenue, if it is applied, will be used to offset the capital cost of the job, and hence the customer will then be required to pay the difference between the project cost and the revenue.
Now, there might be situations where you have a new development where somebody purchases a lot and that development does not yet have an electricity connection. How does the capital contribution apply in these scenarios?
Two scenarios apply for developments. One, the developer develops the parcel of land and provides an electricity supply to the customers. In this case, the developer will pay the full cost for the supply for the owners. In the second scenario, the developer may have sold individual lots to the owners and did not develop or install electricity supply. In this case, TNTech will entertain a request from an individual owner in the development and will provide a cost for a design to provide a supply up to that individual customer.
So it means that if an owner goes into the development and they are the first person in that development, their capital contribution does not necessarily cover the entire development. They will not be required to pay for the infrastructure in the entire development.
That is correct. They will pay for what is required to get the supply up to their property.
Okay, and you mentioned a little earlier about the reimbursement scheme coming into play for that first customer. Can you explain how reimbursements work?
For each subsequent customer, their capital contribution will be used to reimburse the first customer who paid. So know that this is limited to within 6 years from the date of the original customer's application and also limited to the number of potential customers calculated from the original design. Additionally, it is limited to the amount of the original capital contribution adjusted for inflation.
Now, there are certain situations that reimbursements would not apply. Can you go over those cases?
Reimbursement will not be applied to developers, to customers who have a dedicated supply, and it will also not be applied in cases where customers in a lower tariff class come on after a customer in a higher tariff class. And let me explain. For example, if a customer receives a supply for a small warehouse, light industrial or commercial, and that customer pays an initial capital contribution, subsequently, a residential customer comes on just adjacent to this first customer, that residential customer will not be required to reimburse the original commercial or light industrial customer.
Okay, thank you, Vijay, for that answer and for the very succinct explanations you've given us on capital contributions for new customers. I know that listeners will be particularly interested in getting more detail on capital contributions. So remember, you can always visit our website at ttec.co.tt for more information. Again, I am Annabelle Brasnell, and today you heard from Vijay Ramnanan Singh, our Assistant Area Manager Distribution North, with responsibility for operations. Join us again next week on Power Chat as we continue our conversations on the business of T&Tech and you, the customer.